Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take a word out of the Bible, sort of expound on it. Now, this is not a total expository deal. We're just going to I like to find my 5, 6, 7, 8 scriptures about a word, because I was always fascinated when I got born again and spirit filled and I got called into the ministry. I've been working electrical engineering. I was working as an engineer in Sykes, Missouri, and I quit my job, moved halfway across America to go to Bible school, and shocked a lot of my family. But I was fascinated in Bible school. About the scripture, about the words, how every word meant something. You know, it wasn't just some hodgepodge been thrown together by some guys several thousand years ago. It was very detailed. God orders steps, directs paths, guides an altar. God doesn't mess around. And so I would take a word. I taught a Bible class 171 days of the year, school year, 9 months. And so at the beginning of the class, I always try to find, I just take a single word. Okay, guys, today's word, I'll tell what it was. And we're going to find 4 or 5 scriptures about it. And I found out that kids were fascinated. High school kids were fascinated that God's that detail. God orders steps, directs paths, guides an altar. So detailed. So we're taking a word today. And the word today is a big one. It's called the word love, L-O-V-E, love. And man, you've got so many, there are like 780 scriptures. We're just going to take about 8 of today or 9. So we're going to go to the big scripture on love is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 8. Most of that, I think I'm reading all from the New Living Translation today. So I tell people, I still study the King James, but I don't speak King James. So 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 8 says this, Paul's writing the church at Corinth. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but I didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy and understood all God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but I didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. It is not boastful or proud. It is not rude. Does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wrong, by the way. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith. It's always hopeful, endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Love's most powerful word in the universe. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. It's incredible. Psalm 5, verse 12. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. Well, that's a scripture. God surrounds us with his shield of love. God loves us, sent his son to die for us, raised him from the dead. He's at the right hand of the Father praying for us right now. God loves people, trying to get people to love him back. Psalm 119, verse 127. Psalm 119, verse 127. Truly, I love your commands more than gold, even the finest gold. What do you love? I love the commands of God. God, they're going to set me free and keep me free. Psalm 122, verse 6. Psalm 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May all who love the city prosper. Now, I mentioned I pray, I got a daily prayer. I pray every day, and there's certain things I pray on a regular basis. Father, I ask you to teach my family to fear you, for the fear of God's beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor, Proverbs 3:16. Because I taught it for years, taught it for 10 years, started in sister prayer at my local church. And I sort of learned that God won't move unless somebody's praying. But also every day I pray for my family, but every day I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because it said right here, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122. I'm to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May all who love the city prosper. Well, I love Jerusalem. I've been to Israel 3 times. Hopefully I get to go again. And I love it. I love the Jewish people. But I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for Israel. Lord, protect him. Because I read toward the last book of the Bible, Revelation. Eventually, the whole world's going to hate Israel. the world's going to come against them. So we're in the church age. We're closing out the church age, 2,000 years of the church age. Well, there's 7 years of Jewish time left. That's called the tribulation. We're not part of that because that's for the Jewish people. There's 7 years of Jewish time. The 483 years in the book of Daniel, there's 7 years got cut off. There's 7 years of Jewish time left. And that's the tribulation. That's God dealing with the Jewish people. Then we're going to come back with Jesus ruling and reign for 1,000 years on this existing planet. There'll be a new heaven and a new earth. I taught in times for so long because people are so panicky. I said, this book should not panic you. It should give you peace. Ought to help you sleep real comfortable at night. God's in control. The devil's not in control. God's in control. Doesn't matter who's in the White House, who the congressman is, who the Senate is. All I'm supposed to do is pray for the peace of my country. Lord, teach the leaders of my country to fear you, for the fear of God's the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor. So I pray for the leaders. Whether I voted for them or not, I pray for the leaders every day. So I pray for the peace of Jerusalem every day because I'm told to. Oh, that's good. Psalm 147, verse 11. No, the Lord's delight is in those who fear him. Who's God delight in? People that fear God. Every day, I pray this to my Father, I give you permission. Teach Angel and I, our children, our grandchildren, their spouses, and our staff. Teach us to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor, Proverbs 3:16. When you pray, you got to pray scripture. God watched over his word, not my word. God does not watch over Joe's word. God watched over his words. When I pray, I need to pray scripture. That's how you get prayers answered. Pray what God's already said. God watched over his word to perform it. Oh, that's real good. This is Proverbs 3:12. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. You know, just because God loves you, it means it's going to go perfect. God will get on to me like I get on to my own kids. No, you can't do that. Don't do that again. You need to apologize for that and repent about that. We don't treat people that way. We don't talk that way. The Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they won't depart from it. They have to be trained and taught. It's not automatic. Proverbs 4, verse 6. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. What? What am I supposed to love? Wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing, James 4, therefore get yourself some. Get yourself some wisdom. So how do you do that? Well, the fear of God's the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10. The fear of God's the beginning of knowledge, Proverbs 1:7. So wisdom and knowledge come from fearing God. So the greatest prayer you'll ever pray for your spouse or for your children, I don't care if they're grown, live halfway around the world. Every day you can pray, Father, I give you permission. Teach my children to fear you. Woo, that would be a great start. That would be good. Proverbs 8:17. I love those who love me. Those who search will surely find me. Who do you love, God? People that love me. Who do you love? People that love me. That's real simple. Proverbs 12:1. To learn, you must love discipline. To learn, you must love discipline. It is stupid to hate correction. I've seen kids do that. They don't like being corrected and getting on to. Well, God says it's a good thing. If I'm stupid, please let me know it. Don't let me stay stupid. Please correct me. Proverbs 13:24. Those who spare the rod of discipline hate their children. Those who love their children care enough to discipline them. Well, that just makes a lot of common sense, doesn't it? Proverbs 17:19. Anyone who loves to quarrel loves sin. Anyone who trusts in high walls invites disaster. I'm going to read that real slow. Anyone who loves to quarrel loves sin. You ever have somebody who wants to fight all the time, disagree with everything, doesn't agree with nothing? That's a sin. The Bible says that's a sin. Oh, that's deep. Proverbs 29:3. The man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father. Well, I got six kids, and my kids bring me joy when they do what's right. I said, you know, do what's right because the Bible says it's right to do what's right. Now, that's real deep. What? Yeah, it's right to do what's right. So let's do right. So, guys, thanks for listening today. Tune in next time. We're going to go deeper every time. God bless.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.